Welcome to episode 252 of Fly Away. We're a group of agents from Outlander Travel who get together every week to talk about all things travel. Whether you've been listening for a while or are just tuning in, we're happy you found us. We truly believe that travel has the power to change the world, and we want to inspire others to come along with us. We chat about destinations, current events, our favorite experiences, and lots more. We love to hear your feedback and ideas for topics, so be sure to connect with us on our website, Facebook, or Twitter. My name is Elizabeth, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy, Lindsay, Laura, and George. This week we're also joined by a very special guest, our fellow Outlander travel agent Amy. Yay. That's Amy with two E's.
You met my favorite Outlander travel agent, Amy.
Oh, sorry, I got that wrong. Amy recently experienced a 9-day European highlights tour through Europe with Globus Tours, and we thought we would talk to her tonight about her experience. So let's get started. So, what made you decide to stick your whole family of five on a bus with a whole bunch of strangers and see all of Europe in a very short period of time?
Right. Yeah. For the last few, so I have three daughters who are 18, 17, and 10 years old. We waited this long to do a European trip because of the 10-year-old. We wanted her to have memories, be able to eat food, not have tantrums, and everybody get along. And when I began asking the different kids what they wanted to see in Europe, what would be their favorite places to go, I got pretty much every country. So I started looking. At first, I was trying to do an FIT where I would put it together myself. And anybody who knows me, I just did not love the idea of renting my own car and driving through Europe. That did not appeal to me. So I started looking at guided tours, and Globus worked. I looked at a lot of their different itineraries, and it hit a lot of countries and cities that we wanted to see. Not all of them. We'll save that for another time. You know, I'd never done this before, so honestly, I didn't know if it'd be the right thing for our family or not. My husband would probably prefer to just have a place, one base camp, and go from there and do things. That's what he wanted. But with wanting to visit so many different places, I just decided this was the way to do it.
Were you right?
I think I was right. I'm always right, but yes, I think I was right. I do. I was pleasantly surprised that my husband did enjoy it. Yeah, there's a lot of pros. There's cons too. For, you know, it depends on what you're looking for, but I think. So when you travel with a guided tour company like this, we had 42 people on our bus. Basically, it takes you from country to country. We did, from London to Paris, we did the rail. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we were on a motor coach. Now, it had air conditioning. It had a bathroom. It was very comfortable and roomy. It was more comfortable than our airplane. We all slept on the motor coach where we couldn't on the airplane. And there's plenty of room up there. So, and you have your own guide with you the entire time on the bus, at the hotels, everywhere you go for questions. And along the way, they're giving history and look out the window at this castle. And we don't get to stop here, but we're passing by this little town, and this little town had this and that. They know everything. But you are traveling with a lot of people. Now, to me, I'm fine with that. I was worried about my husband, who's kind of, he's not quite as social as I am. But he ended up, he really warmed up and made friends by the end. I wouldn't say any best friends by any means, but, you know, we made a lot of friends and met a lot of people. It was good for us. Yeah, it was good. Things were included. Tours were included. Breakfast everywhere was included. But there was still quite a lot of free time where we were able to get out and walk around and eat dinner wherever we wanted. Or, yeah, it was a good mix for us, I think, with the family.
That's really good to hear, because, you know, we're going to talk about your itinerary, and you did a lot in a very short period of time. So I think my first reaction would be like, did you ever have any free time? Or was it pretty much, we saw this, we saw that, then we got on the bus. Then we got on the bus, we saw this, we saw that, then we got on the bus. So was it really feel like you had some leisure time to yourself?
We did. Now, I will say I'm trying to remember, there was at least one day when we only had a half day in Florence, and that was one of those days. We'd driven for I don't know how many hours. We got out in Florence. We got a tour of Florence, and we got back on the bus, and like that was a crazy day. And you have to remember, so this is We are recording this in August of 2019. We were on the trip in late June, early July of 2019, and it was the heat wave, crazy European heat wave.
This whole summer's been like that.
Yeah. Right. And it was really unbearable when we hit Venice. Like, we just didn't even want to get out. You just got in the sun anywhere and you were frying. So that was hard. So we sat in a bar in Venice. Is pretty much all we did in Venice. Yeah, that was our leisure time with the kids.
Not a bad way to spend your time in Venice.
We did a gondola ride. Yeah, and then ate dinner and left. Yeah, it was hot. What was your question?
I have a question. So you have a family of five, as do I. So how was the rooms? How were the rooms split up?
So glad you asked that question. Actually, I would not have brought this up. I forgot all about it. So we had to do two rooms because in Europe, it's really hard to even find triples. Mm-hmm. But we had to do a room of a double and a triple room. So the girls, because Abby's 18, they were allowed to have their own room. So otherwise, Scott and I would have had to be listed on separate rooms. But mm-hmm. they had their own room. And a lot of the hotel, well, I won't say a lot. One I can remember did not have air conditioning, we were told. However, when we got there, the girls had air conditioning because they had the freaking suite. Yeah. And that's how it was pretty much everywhere. The girls would be like, what does your room look like, Mom and Dad? Oh, ours is like twice as big. They got the suites everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. And like other people on our tour were like, let me see their room. Oh, there's a bike in their room. There's a bike. And look at their tub. And yeah, that was pretty cool for them. They loved it.
I bet they did.
You never stole their room? You never said, hey, you guys go sit in the...
We thought about it that air conditioning night, but they had three single beds. Oh. Like,
mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, no, we didn't. We had a fan in ours, so we were fine.
And a fan, and you didn't have three teenagers, so that's a win.
Yeah, right. Oh.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about the itinerary. So it was a 9-day itinerary. So does that mean 8 nights and 9 days?
It was 9 nights.
Okay.
We added on one extra night in the beginning in London and an extra night at the end in Rome.
Okay.
On our own.
So you started in London. Do you remember your hotel?
Yeah, so it was the Hilton Con... no, I don't. It was a Hilton.
Do you remember where it was?
Metropole?
Metropole, that's it. Thank you, George. Yes, how did you know that? Yes.
Because I'm looking at the tour.
Yes, yes, yes. Am I right then? Was the Paris one a Concorde Montparnasse or something? Yeah, because I remember that one. Yeah, we were at the Hilton Metropole. It was in a great location. We just did a hop-on, hop-off bus. And that was amazing. That was perfect for us because we only had one full day there. And my 18-year-old, actually my 18, all three of them really wanted to go to King's Cross. That's all they wanted to do in London. So we did that. That was our priority. Go to King's Cross.
Really? Was that because of like Harry Potter?
Yeah. Yes. That's the only reason. Yes. There's nothing.
Well, that or to leave. I mean.
Yeah. And that was the day after we arrived. So we got in. We were exhausted.
I saw those pictures you posted. They were so cute.
It was crazy. So we got in, we were exhausted. We didn't do anything that day. We had dinner that night. The next day we did the hop on, hop off all day. Yeah, we did the London. I mean, we really saw all the sights.
So then your tour started that night, right?
Yeah, I'm really questioning. We all questioned, why did they have us start in London? I'm not sure, because there was nothing guided at all in London. There were things we could have signed up for probably through Globus.
Because they want to make, I mean, if you're doing a tour, it's a good place.
Highlights,
it's a good highlight,
right?
And it's a good place to start. And most people, they think to fly in. Most people who aren't travel agents, when they think to fly into Europe, think flying into London and going.
Yeah, and it was easy.
And it's someplace where the language is the same as yours.
That's true.
So if there's some place they don't need to do a guided tour, it's a place where the language is the same as yours.
True. Yeah.
So then are you saying that you had your welcome dinner that night, then the next morning you got on the train to go to Paris?
We had no welcome dinner.
Really?
Yeah, I was surprised by that too. Yeah, every other itinerary I ever sold had those welcome dinners or meet and greets or something. We did not. We had a farewell dinner. No, there was nothing. We didn't meet our passengers. We didn't know who our people were walking around the hotel until that morning when we got on the bus.
Are you sure you didn't just miss it?
No, promise. Because it's funny, because there was a man on there who's also a travel agent, I learned. I really liked him. He was a funny man from Ohio. Older guy, like been in the business like 30 years. But he said the same thing. He was surprised by that too.
So literally the next morning then, it's a good thing you booked that extra day then, because you wouldn't have seen anything. You would have just
right.
gone.
Wow.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting.
That is interesting. So, okay.
So then we took the rail to Paris.
Okay.
And we were in Paris for 2 nights. That was a lot of fun. We did the river cruises, we did the Seine River cruise. He did a walking tour with us. I did the extra excursion of a dinner in Paris, a Parisian dinner, which was one of my favorite meals the whole trip. And that was right across the street from the Notre Dame Cathedral.
Mm. Was it either before or after the fire?
It was after. So we saw all the scaffolding, and it was so sad to see all that. It was really sad.
Yeah, that was heartbreaking watching it.
Anyway. Yeah. Walking. So in Paris was... This Mike had asked later, but in Paris, we walked 8.2 miles. And that is not with a group. A lot of that was just us doing our own thing too, because there's a lot of free time there. I think we did the Seine River cruise. We got out and saw the Eiffel Tower. We didn't go up it, saw it. And then that night was dinner. We had the whole next day. He gave us a little walking tour the next morning, and then we were free. Yeah, we had a lot of free time there, actually, so that was cool.
So that's something about a guided tour. I mean, different companies include different things, and the price point changes. So Globus is sort of in that medium price point for an escorted tour. The higher end ones will include a ton of stuff, you know, where you would probably go up the Eiffel Tower, or, you know, yes, the Seine cruise would be included. Maybe you would also have a Louvre visit that would be included. Whereas with Globus, they include some of the serious basics, and then the rest is optional. So you can either do it through them and pay for it that way, or you can do it on your own in your free time. So that's like a key difference. And so it sounds like you guys liked the format of all that free time, and you could decide what to do.
I knew, because of Scott not really wanting to do it this way, that we were going to have some free time. So yeah, that was awesome for us. And the girls wanted to go shopping, so...
So did you feel like you did some things during that free time, or did you just hang out in the hotel room? I mean,
we did not. There was no hanging out. Like, we were up at, that is another thing with a guided coach. Like, and it was so hot, we started even earlier than we normally would to try to get things done in the morning. So we were up and out the door, usually 7:30 a.m. That's after breakfast.
Wow.
And the girls never complained about this, because they always knew, today we're going to see the Eiffel Tower. Yay, let's get up. Today we're going to go tour the museums. Okay, yay, whatever. So we were up early doing what we needed to do, and then free time. So what did we do? We went in Paris. We walked. That's where we walked. We walked through the different districts. We went back to the Eiffel Tower to take more pictures. We had our own lunch somewhere in a cafe. We walked a whole different district looking for dinner somewhere. Like, it just, yeah, we just did our own thing. So unfortunately the day we were there was some special day. A lot of the museums were closed. So the one we wanted to get into, I'm blanking on the name of it. We couldn't get into that day. And we did not do the Louvre. My kids, I just did not want to spend the money for them to maybe be interested and maybe not, and it was not an air conditioned museum either. So we did not.
The Louvre is not air conditioning?
A lot of the rooms were not.
Mm-mm. I had no idea. I mean, the last time I was there was in November. So.
I was there in August, and I swear it felt air conditioned.
Maybe some of the rooms were. The people that went said that it wasn't.
Well, okay, but it was extremely hot, and it's a huge building.
True.
The thing is, there's art in there, so it has to be some sort of air.
Right.
That's what I was thinking, is that, you know, they have to keep those paintings and stuff with mold and stuff.
That's
there wasn't air in there.
I don't know. So that was something, it being so hot, a lot of demographics for our group, there were a lot of people who were, I would say, 60s to 70s even. And other than my teenagers, there were 3 or 4 other teenagers on the group. But it was so hot, and I really worried about some of the older people. There was one lady there at the end, the last day, she was sick. I'm sure it was a heat related sickness, but and there's just a lot of, just remember there's a lot of walking in these tours, getting on and off the bus, walking to, I mean, there was a lot of walking. I would not sit, my mother was asking about it and she's 82, I'm very mobile, but I would not recommend it for her.
Even off season when it's not so hot?
There was still a lot of walking.
Yeah, when my parents went to Rome, their biggest thing was that there was nowhere for them to sit down and take breaks, you know?
Yeah.
They complained about that.
Yeah. Well, and then these, you know, guided tours, it's interesting because they traditionally have been an older crowd. And one of my very first, my very first trip to Europe was a guided tour. And my sister and I were the only kids in a teen range. There were a few college age kids with their parents on this trip. And then, you know, because there was a little bit of multi-gen, but there was nobody. I mean, my sister was the youngest, and I think we were 11 and 13 at the time. So
yeah, but those people could have all been in their 50s and you just thought they were old.
Oh, no, I know. It was great. I mean, my parents were in their 40s.
Yeah,
so yeah. No, we don't think so. No, I don't mean old. Good God, I can't say that. I'm almost 50. So, but I think that the physical exert, you know, you think, oh, this is something that older people do, and so it must be okay. Mm-hmm. And then you get there and it's not. It's the same thing. River cruising actually is another one where people think, oh, this is an older crowd, so it'll be okay. But it's not, you know.
Yeah, I think people need to be conscious of that window of opportunity. Mm-hmm. I feel like my parents are kind of at that, like far end of it, mm-hmm. you know, where there's a lot of things they just don't want to do right now because like they know they won't be able to find seats and mm-hmm. sit down in the you know, the Vatican.
Yeah. That was an issue too with a different person, the Vatican. Yeah. Because you can't get out of there. You're in a huge group of people. Of course we're in tourist season, teen mm-hmm. season, but it was so crowded. This guy was so overheated. No air. Mm-hmm. There's some fans in different rooms. One room was air conditioned, but yeah, I didn't. He scared me. Yeah,
all that body heat just pressing together. Yes. I bet that added to the, you know, the magnified probably your discomfort and your idea of how often you're moving and how much you had to do. Because when you're doing something and it's hot, it makes it just 10 yes. times worse. And because I had clients in their 80s who did a tour, a Globus tour, and they did everything in like 13. But it was in spring. And it was a woman that was 79 and her daughter. And she said it was busy, but they had a lot of fun. And, you know, they moved a lot. But it wasn't hot like that.
Yeah. It was, I mean, electricity was just being, like there were blackouts when we were in Venice. It was just so hot they couldn't keep up. Yeah.
Yes. So it is important to talk about this and the discomfort that you understand that this is also an unusual.
Unusually hot. I mean, terribly.
Yeah. My friend in the UK doesn't have AC and it's in the 90s there this mm-hmm. summer and it's not what she's used to at all. So,
yeah. Laura, were you about to say something?
I was just going to say that, you know, I had a group go with Globus to the Holy Land in May. And I just think that some of it is the fitness level of the people, not necessarily the age of the because they checked in with me a few times, the unofficial group leader checked in with me a few times and she told me that she kind of went up to the tour guide and she's like, we got to have a break.
Yeah.
Some of these people have got to have a break. We've got to go after lunch today. You need to take some of us back. We can't do this anymore. And I asked about one of the clients who was 93 and she said, oh no, she's out there still having a great time. You know, but the mean age range or the average age range on this was 78.
Oh wow.
Mm-hmm. Of people who were going. Now there were a couple of the 93-year-old had her grandchildren with her who are like 21 and 22. But everybody else, I think the group started at like 62, and went to 93.
That's awesome.
Went to 93, but you know, I just think some of it is you need to be very keenly aware of your energy level.
Right.
I'm so excited that you did take your kids on this because I'm always looking for opportunities to take my kids on things that aren't traditionally kid things to do just because I like annoying other people. But the fact is,
I love taking a baby on.
Yeah. but the fact is, they're often much more suited to it. And I had a boyfriend when I was in my 20s who got mad at me for going to Alaska. Yeah, I did. I had a few boyfriends, actually. He got mad at me for going to Alaska because I was putting it on my credit card. And mind you, this was a subsidized trip. Laura and I used to do these trips frequently. And so I didn't have to pay very much for it. It was actually very inexpensive for Alaska. And I was putting it on my credit card. And he was like, you know, this is something you're supposed to do when you retire. And I remember at that moment thinking, that is the worst way to think about it. Like, I am going to enjoy Alaska a whole lot more in my 20s than when I'm retired. And especially now that I know that I probably will never retire. forever. You know?
Welcome to the job that never ends.
Yeah, instead of putting that money on a credit card, which if I remember correctly, it was something like $500. I mean, it was really not a whole lot of money. It was a long time ago, but it was really not a whole lot of money. And that was actually one of those moments where I realized
that. Yeah, that's that 20-year-old math too, because $500 when you're 20 is a whole lot.
Yes,
$500 when you're 40.
But $500 to go to Alaska, find me out, you know? Yeah. There isn't a person on this podcast that would
I'll go sing in a jazz group. Is that what I'll go jazz dance. Is that what you gotta do?
That's what you gotta do.
Hey, Amy, where did you go after Paris? I mean, after France.
So after Paris, we went to Lucerne, right? Yes. Yes, we went to Lucerne for one night.
It must be Switzerland. So how was that?
Our favorite.
Yeah?
I think it's one of our favorites. I mean, the girls will say they loved everything, and they did. They truly loved everywhere we went. But Lucerne is just kind of one of those picture perfect, like you look at a postcard and then you're in the postcard. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Our hotel was right on Lake Lucerne. We did the optional excursion of going up to Mount Pilatus. So certain times of the year you take a cogwheel train up and it's at a 45 degree angle, which is really crazy. And then coming down, we took the gondola coming down the other side of the mountain. So you're kind of a whole different perspective going down. In the winter months, you can only do the gondola up and down. But that was really cool. You know those cows with the big bells on their necks? They were all over the mountain because this farmer that lives on the land brings the cows up for 6 or 7 months of the year, lets them graze all over the land. Then he finds them. I don't know, daily he finds, whenever he needs to find them, he just listens for the bells. And like Laura was saying something about Heidi, that's what it felt like. It felt like you were walking back in time into his home. Yeah.
It's one of my favorite travel memories. Absolutely is waking up in that chalet, you know, and you like peep up out of your window and there are those cows with the bells. And I just knew Heidi was going to be on the mountain. I just all that memory of going back to that movie of, like you said, I think Lucerne is picture perfect. Picture perfect.
Right. Isn't that also where they sing to the cows and they come when you sing to them? I think it's Switzerland where there's some really beautiful vocal videos on YouTube if you just Google
woman singing
to cows to come. And it like gorgeous voice, and they just all come running. It's, I don't know why I'm so obsessed with those videos.
Oh, that would be cool.
People don't come running while I sing, so I definitely didn't do that.
The cows run away. So, side note, I'm very excited that I'm going back to Lucerne in November before.
Oh, so are you doing, I know you're doing a river cruise. So are you doing a
yes, two nights in Lucerne. I'm so excited to go back there.
It'd be so cool to see it in a different season too.
Yes, exactly.
I feel this is a good time to remind you that your Lindsay loves chocolate as well.
If you like chocolate, I have one of my clients said it was the absolute, and he's been all over, the best chocolate tour he's ever had in his whole life in Lucerne.
Yes, and I don't even like chocolate, and I went to what they said was the best chocolate store there in Old Town. I loved their chocolate. And I can't wait to go back and get more. I don't even like chocolate.
I feel this is a good time to remind you that your agency owner loves chocolate.
What kind? Do you have to tell me what kind?
Especially Swiss chocolate. Yes.
Which kind?
Swiss.
Okay. There's so many kinds of chocolate. Okay, I'll have to bring back chocolates.
And you should remember that too, because we walked all over Austria looking for chocolate, remember?
Yes.
Yes, we totally did.
See,
anyway, so after Lucerne.
So after Lucerne, we drove into Bergamo, Italy, which I was like, what the heck is Bergamo? What is there? I had to Google it. But there's like this, and where we stayed in Bergamo wasn't anything great. We were like in the city. But then you look up, and up on like a little mountain maybe is the upper city. There's like the upper city and the lower city. So our tour the next day, we were only there one night, and then half the next day was the upper city. And I felt so it reminded me of when we were in southern France in Ez. If anybody listening has ever been to Ez, this town was like that. These old churches, these cobblestone, narrow roads, like just, it was, and we were there early in the morning and it wasn't busy. And apparently later in the day, it gets busier, but it was perfect. It was awesome. That was really cute. And we were there half a day. We went from Bergamo to Florence for the other half of the day.
So wait, before we skip to Florence, what did the girls think of Bergamo? Because of all, I'm sure that when you said that they named every place in Europe, they did not name Bergamo. It did not come up.
I wish Emma was out here next to me if I said that word, if she'd remember it. It was a very quick, like I said, we were there maybe 2 hours, did a tour, walked around a little bit, and left. I think the only reason that Globus hit Bergamo really is to break up that drive.
Okay.
Yeah, because that was a long drive.
It is a long way, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm glad we stopped there. Like, I'll never go back there, like, I don't, unless I happen to be in that area. But it isn't in and of itself a destination, I don't think. But it was really cool. It was really cool.
Mm.
Like, we were really only on the island of Venice for like a little over half a day. And we stayed overnight just outside of Venice. But we did like the glass blowing was part of our included tour, a glass blowing exhibit, which is, that was neat. And then we did a dinner there. We did the gondola ride. And when we could have walked around and done more, we sat in a bar. It was too hot. Mm-hmm. That was all we did there. And
so it was still hot in the evening?
Like, we were not in the evening there. So I'm trying to remember now. We were there. But it was the middle of the day when we were there. Like, it was hot time.
Interesting. So they must have a different, because most of the time, if you just book a gondola ride, it's in the late afternoon.
So the gondola ride was actually refreshing and nice because we could kind of boat into some of the shaded areas. And our tour guide was always really conscious and good about stopping in the shade to talk to us or getting us out of the sun. Like, he was very conscious of that. We were all really thankful for that. And we left early the next morning, I think, for...
Wait, before we move on, I want to ask you a question. Yeah. You said there are 42 people on this bus.
Yeah.
So did you guys have, you know, you and I were on a river cruise together and we had those little whisper sink or whisper box thing.
Right, same thing. Yeah. We had those, yep, boxes. Yeah, exactly. Super easy. Yes, we had them the whole time. We kept
them. So you can always hear. Okay, that's good to
know. We never had to plug them in at night. Somehow they lasted the entire trip. We just had to return them at the end.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's impressive. Maybe they're just regular batteries.
Yeah, must have been.
Not rechargeable. Yeah. Okay, so then you went from Venice to?
Florence on the way to Rome. Yeah, that's right. You're right, George. Thank you. Yeah, so that was the half day. We were in Florence half day. That was amazing. And Abby, especially my 18-year-old, was like, I really want to go back to Florence. Like, we all said we could have stayed longer in Florence. That was amazing. I mean, the cathedral there was... You guys, anybody else been there? Like, that is just surreal to be standing in such a big, in front of a big cathedral with all the feats that had to be, the dome. Like, just, it was incredible. It was incredible.
Did you see the David?
Yes.
So we, you know what the David is, the big
statue. We did, And all that, and then all of the statues everywhere were amazing. Like, we didn't have enough time to even just spend. That was kind of a quick tour. It was, like I said, we were there maybe 3 hours. Maybe longer because we had lunch too. We had lunch then left. We left
after lunchtime. Florence is one of those cities that I think a lot of tourists sort of brush over. They make sure you get in there and I mean, and get out real quick. And actually, when we did our Italy extravaganza when I was 13, my sister told my mom, I really want to come back here. And they actually did that on, they had a trip where my sister was in Switzerland for a while and they were like, what should we do after we pick you up in Switzerland or before we drop you off? I don't remember which one it was. So, and they went back to Florence for that. But that was, I remember the David is, I mean, I was 13 years old and I think you see so many pictures of it and you don't realize how enormous
it is. Enormous. We have so many pictures. Yeah.
Gigantic.
Yeah.
It's this cupola all by itself, this like little atrium. And yeah, it's like mind boggling how it's one thing to see it and say, oh, that's an amazing sculpture. what, you know, what artists took the time. But then when you know how big it is and how like larger than life it is and how accurate it still is.
So many of those sculptures were, yeah, the whole, yeah. Amazing. I would like to go back there to Florence.
So you literally were driving from Venice, stopped in Florence, walked around a little bit.
Had lunch.
And then drove to Rome.
We got into Rome at dinner time and had a dinner waiting for us in Rome. Oh, let me backtrack. When we were in Venice is when my daughter turned 17. So that was a lot of fun for her. The guide was awesome. We had just done that glass blowing exhibition and everything and the shopping afterwards for the glass. He got her a glass necklace from, what is the name? I'm trying to remember the name of the glass, but it's famous. And yes, she has a, Marilla. What is it? Yes, I think that's it.
That's cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he made her feel very special.
Nice.
Yeah, so then we went into Rome. We arrived into Rome, had dinner waiting for us. We were at a restaurant. We had like a million courses of food. It was a, yeah, obviously an Italian restaurant. We had our antipastas. We had a million courses of food waiting for us. That was included.
Was that the farewell dinner?
No, it was not the farewell dinner. Now, we did have to change something up because it was a holy day when we were there. So, like, our itinerary was, like, flip-flopped by a day. We actually saw the Pope when we were there quite accidentally because of this holy day. He popped his head out of the window and spoke in Latin. So we stayed in the square a little bit longer than we would have normally. And yeah. But that was just cool just to be there for that.
And he said, Amy, you're here.
He said, Aaron, no, my favorite. Where's my chocolate? So we did all the stuff you have to do in Rome as well. We extended a night. We extended a night in a hotel that was closer to where the Colosseum, to where the Pantheon is. So we got that area better, just walking distance in that area.
So you intentionally changed hotels, or you,
yes?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just that it's not available, so that's what I wanted to ask.
Yeah. No. I and now I'm blurring. I'm trying to remember what our hotel was in. The Crown Plaza, right? That's right. So we ended. And I'll have to pull it up because it has a very Italian name. But it was kind of a little bed and breakfasty place. It was really cute right across from the Pantheon. So a whole different area than where the Crown Plaza was. That day had a lot of walking too. That was the day that there was something that was canceled because it was a holy day. So instead they included the catacombs. Very cool.
Oh,
I recommend the catacombs. That was awesome. Yeah.
And now that's actually one of our Heidi favorite things. She talks about that a lot. Catacombs.
My 10-year-old was really freaked out. Yeah. Like, are there actually still skeletons behind these? Like, and then Scott, of course, was like ragging on her. Like, do you know that, like, when, like, a spirit came into you while we were there? Like, she didn't want to sleep alone that night.
It's a good thing she had that big suite. So,
right? With her sisters, right? Right. The food, though, like, I was surprised. Even my 10-year-old, who's the pickiest one on earth, she found something to eat everywhere. She was good. I was a little worried about that.
In the pizza and pasta capital of the world, you were worried?
She does not like pizza. Can you believe that? Pasta.
And your oldest is vegetarian, so how did she do? I mean,
it was super easy there. But she was the easiest one over there. Everywhere you go in Europe, there's vegetarian something. Yeah, it was super easy for her.
We had my friend Kevin on the show to do a gluten-free podcast, and she said Italy was so easy to do gluten-free.
Isn't that amazing?
She said they're really good about it.
You wouldn't think. I will say, just thinking, if you have to travel with, you know, kids or teenagers or anything near my kids' ages and you're on something like this, it was really, the dynamic was really fun for me to watch because although they were three teenagers, there were, I think, three others. The three others were not super social maybe, or they were shy, I'm not sure. The adults really took to my kids. Like I felt like the adults had come up to my kids before talking to me. What did you think of this, Abby, or whatever, instead of me? They were really interested in what the kids thought. And they just kind of brought, I don't know. I think that the kids helped us meet people.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's, it sounds like they were at a sweet spot age for this. That's cool.
That was actually, when I was a kid on one of these tours, that was the same thing. They talked to us a lot. Mm-hmm. And, So did your oldest partake in any of the Italian wine or any?
Oh, for sure. She could not wait. She doesn't like wine. She loved limoncello. And our guide kept talking about the apple. She was the whole time. Apple spritzer or something that has this apple liqueur and bubbly. I don't know. She tried that. Yeah, she tried drinks wherever she could. And even my 17th
birthday. Buy wine while she's there. She's ever going to like wine. It would be there.
I know. She just does not. She has had wine, doesn't like it. So she tried drinks, though. She definitely tried drinks everywhere we went.
So one of the benefits of Globus is their what they call their VIP tours, where they kind of sneak you in the back door so you don't have to wait in the long lines with everybody else. Did that work out that way?
It did. Honestly, thank you for saying that, because it just, like, I didn't even remember that that was a thing. It's a thing. yes, we never waited. Our guide was awesome. Like, he was kind of at first impression, we're a little put off by him, thinking, gosh, he's really harsh. He's kind of mean. But then you're so endeared to him. Like, by the end, you just know that's his personality, and he kind of has to be that way because he's, no, that's not what I said. I want to be here. I paid for this. This is my group. We're going to go. Like, he had us in front. Yeah, he was awesome. And that is a great benefit, having somebody else who knows all the languages there to say, no, that's not what we said. We're doing this. We're doing it this way. That's not what I ordered, whatever it is. He was great.
Oh, I have a question, Amy. I had clients who did a Globus tour who prepaid gratuities, and she actually told me she wished that she hadn't, because I think she ended up giving more, but she felt like she would just rather have done that. Did you prepay, or how did you handle that?
I did not prepay. I did not tell my husband we did not prepay. So we got there and we had to take out a bunch of money. I didn't tell our machine.
Yeah, you do have to plan for it if you don't prepay. Because that's
Excuse me. So no, we did give more than was recommended. We had our guide. I had my guidebooks that said the recommended amounts, and I gave more. Yeah, you pay the guide and you pay the bus driver.
They give you these vouchers to put in an envelope, so you actually could tuck more in there as well. It's pretty easy to do.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, that is our show for this week. Thank you for hanging out with us. We would love to. We would love for you to share your life-changing travel moments with us on our Facebook page. You can find us on Facebook as Fly Away or from the podcast page on outlandertravel.com. Please be sure to subscribe to us and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. On behalf of Sandy, Laura, Lindsay, George, and myself, Elizabeth, thank you to our very special guest, Amy, for joining us tonight. Thank you for sharing your time. And thank you all for joining us this week. Gotta fly.